Thank you. to deal with things that don't belong. If people are going to their home, you'll see that in the book of Nehemiah, there were years of homes in the book of Nehemiah, just like Esther prays for God to cleanse the Jews. You will find chapter 9 that the children of Israel were simply and fasting, with sackcloth and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from strangers that shall confess their sins and iniquities. He goes on to say that they opened the book of the law and read and worshiped. They opened the book of the law. They used to be on the table, open and look like a reading. They read the word of God and worshiped. Why did God help this church? We need His grace and mercy. When you're fasting, it's important to go back to the Word and thank it, because there is power there. Remember, when David said, I really got a word in my heart that I would have sinned against thee. We must know that when we go into the scriptures, we will see how He has done it. You know, read the Word is ready to go out and protect my life. Because the Word of God actually convicts us of where we're not right. And we got to find the key to my victory right here. Searched until I find the victory in this word, this everlasting word. We must understand that if we do not pray, if we do not worship, if we do not read the Bible, we are fast, we will become extremely weak. I know when I'm fast, I start to get tired. I get cold easily. You guys know something like Pastor and Ben. You know, I'll say to you, I'll say, I'm over here sitting down. I'm like, cold, you're shivering, your headaches, you're tired, you're weak. I can go back to the Word and start to focus on Him. I start to seek worship and Lord knows that we also know that we need God. When I was singing songs, I messed them up all the way long. Meaning that when I was singing, my life was on the same ground in the world, that's the safest place for everybody. When I was singing worship to me, of His, my Lord and Savior, I would sing songs and it's the first step. If I start to worship Him in spirit and truth, it's no longer the flesh, but it's God. It's Him that comes down and steps with me, and He says, I got something that's better than that food. You don't need it, He's better. You need some more of me. I want to give you something that you need to break the flesh. It has no place in you, son. I have something for you. Every time you spend time with God, He lives you with a gift. His presence. What a gift. God is no gift in this whole world that's greater than the presence of God. None. I will worship the Spirit of truth. Oh, in my weakness, He is strong. When we are in our flesh and we're not eating, we can start to understand that scripture. In my flesh, He is strong in the Spirit. When my flesh is weak and my enemy, He is strong. Does that make sense? Whenever my flesh is weak because I'm not eating, He is strong in the Spirit that drives me up to a different place than I wasn't before. So whenever I feel weak in my flesh because I'm not eating, I'm fasting. And I want more of God, I'm hungry for more of Him. I want more of Him. That's when He shows up and says, you with me. Here, be with me. Here, let my presence and comfort. Here, let me bring you peace. Here, fill my love for you. Here, let me give you what you must have for today. I want the sincere milk. I want the meat of my word. I will not let the devil steal my worship away, no matter what my body feels like. It's easy to say, hard to do. When we're fasting, many times we feel weak, and we get grumpy, and we get angry. Let's just tell you that I've done a couple times. Not as bad as fasting hard, just life in general. I've done that most times. It's like I did it yesterday. I will let the devil know. I worship the King of Kings. In my worship of God, I will be strengthened. This passing goes not out of prayer and fasting.
question yourself to your knowledge to prophesy. What we find there in that same chapter 12, it says, therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, with fasting and with weeping in the morning, and rend your heart, not your garment. He's not worried about your clothes, he's worried about our heart, because that's the purpose that he is after. It's a pure heart. Turn to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and great kindness to repent, yet of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and lay blessing on him, even a meat offering, a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Now the covenant was to sanctify us, clear us from the assembly, gather up the sanctify the congregation, the sin of the elders, and the children, and those that suck to rest. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride of God. That is in trouble. But before he pours out, he lost it. He left and went before the Lord. There's power in fasting. There's no power in starvation. There's power in fasting. There's power in fasting and prayer. Power in fasting and prayer. I have all of these things lingering thoughts that we cannot overcome the recurring sin in my life. Why did I not get close to God like I desire? Why do I keep walking around the same mountain again and again? Where is my victory? The glory that overcomes out of my fasting and prayer. This is truth, church. Here's the thing. That is truth. Where is our time spent? It's not what we want or what God desires. The word says, not my will, but my will. Fasting is not starvation, but it's an end to be spiritually sought out to Him. Many years ago, I was on a fast. I was praying, season. And my sister-in-law called me one day. She said, I need you to come over here. I want my brother, oldest brother's wife. There's families in my house with fasting. We don't want to stay in that house anymore. We fasted at night. For 3 days, they haven't been sleeping. Things are moving. Things are happening in my house. My children are scared. They have to turn the lights off. They don't know what's going on. The kids come out. You don't want to go over and pray. And in my car, I drove down that house that night. I went to the house with an altar call. I started knocking the door out, starting to pray. Then God would start to reveal to me what was happening. And after a few minutes, I walked to the living room, and there was a video coming. She said, my son, which I love you, brought this game home here about a week or so ago. He's been playing it. The devil was in that room. If you don't think there's devils in your TV, in your video games, in your music, you're wrong. After we prayed, the house was cleansed, and after one of the next words she called me, she said, we fought like babies. There's nothing happening anymore. There's nothing moving. There's no sound. There's nothing going on. There's no devil in my house anymore. My fasting and praying. That we can overcome the world. But before you think I'm such a hero, let me read you another time. Isaiah 58 talks about we have afflicted our soul and you have not shown up. Isaiah 58, if you're in a fast, it's a great chapter to read every single day of your fast. But these Israelites are saying, God, we've afflicted ourselves, we've ripped our shirts and everything. We have flipped ourselves. We have made ourselves so pitiful that we know this can't happen. One time I was fasting. I was fasting for several days. I meeting with all the elders. And the Western Sisters in the Green Park State area. We had a meeting in Little Rock at the FG Fleet. And my boss, Mark Basie, he's a great guy. And he told me that it was me and I. We always looked at his meetings together. Thank you.
still present. But Peter speaks about a prophet of God Almighty, a Bible that comes from Judah, and it says that he is being sent by the word of the Lord to King Jeroboam. King Jeroboam being a foolish king, the message was sent to prophesy. The prophet of God gave the prophecy of Messiah. The prophet really spoke of the coming judgment on the kingdom. There would be a sword on the very same day of the coming judgment as we hope. The same altar Jeroboam had helped them worship him. The stone of the altar was split and ashes was poured out. At that very point, Jeroboam wanted the prophet arrested. When he reached through in his hand, he could not pull back the trigger. And the word says, Jeroboam entreated the favor of God and said, pray for me that my hand be restored. And after Jeroboam had been prayed for, his hand was restored. We also see after that the king asked, and Jeroboam asked the man, the prophet, to stay and refresh himself. But the man of God said to him, I would not stay if you offered up the half of the kingdom. I will neither eat bread nor drink water in this place. God told me not to eat nor drink nor to return the same way that I came. So he went another way and went the way that he came. The old prophet welcomed us on his sons because I told him all the works of the other prophet. The old prophet went after the other prophet and found him sitting under an oak tree. The old prophet asked the prophet to come home with me to eat bread. The prophet said, I cannot return with thee or go that way. The old prophet told the other, I am also a prophet, and I just spoke unto me by the word of the Lord to bring you back with me. The prophet went back with him. And he came to pass as they sat at the table. The word of the Lord came to the old prophet, but the prophet entreated him to be killed by Allah when he left. And that way, it was about him. But he never told this prophet of Judah to stop fasting or return home. We like the prophet must know what the word of the Lord is and follow it. There are many today that are speaking of the Lord, but may not have the truth as this old prophet. There's many things that you can correlate this to. Things are off. These people say things to you in your life and say, yes, but I think it means this. I think it's this. What's the Bible say? What does the Bible say? Before you back up into the Bible, here is another reason. Has this old prophet lied to him and said, I did not hint him, has there come back with me? We must know the word of the Lord through our strength as we will stand before him alone and not with anyone else. God, we will speak to those who are Jesus' favor, and the master we find the master declaring, 3 days fast, or 3 or 4 to 8 before the king. It seems that all hope that was lost for the Jews, the decree had been signed by all the Jews to be executed at a certain date, was signed by the king. The master said, I am going to fast and pray and ask that they would go up to me. We have come to show up so that we may be saved. As sure as you said to herself, I don't see how our God can save us now. That's how I humble myself as a living sacrifice. Humbling on ourselves will always be a key to coming to show. Humble before God. The word goes on to say that if any would go before the king, before the time, it would be too late. After 3 days, Esther went before the king, not knowing what would happen, but went in faith. I can imagine that the king looked upon her and said, why is the king here? Why is the queen here? She knows better. But wait. What is it about her? She has something different right now. I don't know what it is. I'm going to talk to her. May we operate as a church in the whole and all of the gifts.